Lead Story is proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.
My name's Angie Scholes, and in our Lead Story this evening, we look at First Grand Namibia's financial results for the year ended 30 June 2025. And I'm joined by Lizette Smith, the Chief Financial Officer at First Grand Namibia. Welcome, Lizette.
Thank you, Angie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Lizette, First Rand Namibia delivered a 12% rise in profits this year. What drove the strong performance?
So our strong performance was underpinned by a few key drivers. So it's not just one thing that resulted in the 12% increase that we saw in the profit. So firstly, we had good, strong customer base growth. So it was about 6% in the retail space where we had where we onboarded a few more customers. And then also in addition to that, we've seen an increase in our volumes. So that basically means that customers were using more of our facilities, so trading more, which also resulted in some of the growth that we've seen come through for this financial year. And then lastly, we applied a disciplined cost management that enabled us to contain our operating expenses during the year. So our operating expenses for the year only increased with 5.5%. And then that further supported the profitability that we saw come through overall.
Thank you, Lizette. Impairments increased by nearly 24%. Should customers and investors be worried about the rising credit risks?
Yeah, so I think maybe the first thing when we look at that number is that when we see the increase, it was on the back of some regulatory changes that happened during the year, so which necessitated that we needed to write off more. So therefore, the bulk of the increase is the result of those additional write-offs that we saw, the increase rather in write-offs that we saw. This, however, does not signal that there's a deterioration in our credit, overall credit quality. So when we look at it from a business plan perspective, we were expecting the increase. So it's not an unexpected increase. And then therefore, we planned accordingly for it. And then secondly, also, it's not outside of our credit appetite. So it means that from us also still issuing credit to customers, so customers still performing, it is not within our appetite to then continue doing so in the new financial year as well. So when we then look ahead and what that means for customers and investors for the new financial year, we do expect it to normalize. And then given that we had 100 bps rate cut throughout our financial year, that will also still ease some of the pressure on customers. So from an affordability perspective, customers should be able to continue doing so and better improve their position rather, because they've now benefited from those rate cuts.
You've launched new products like Her for Women and the SME Digital Hub. How are these shaping financial inclusion?
So I think it's part of our strategy to launch and issue very specific tailor-made products to address a need that we've identified within the market. So the Her for Women, which obviously assists women in terms of access to banking and lending for female-owned enterprises, that obviously addresses the need from a woman's perspective to be able to have access to funding and in terms of for banking as well to set up a business. Then similarly to the SME Hub, it offers faster solutions, improved and streamlined access to financial services. It has enhanced accessibility, whereby geographic locations no longer are a limiting factor, all while providing SME business owners easier access to credit and business insights to scale their operations and then therefore expand their goals as well. And then therefore ultimately grow in terms of from a continuum perspective. So all of these initiatives that we do launch addresses a specific need that we've identified within the market. And I mean, if you also look at some of our other initiatives that we've launched, like the e-wallet, the Cash Plus agencies, all of that has addressed specific to with the aim of increasing financial inclusion throughout the spectrum for all Namibians.
The bank also issued a $500 million sustainability bond. What impact will this have?
Yeah, so we issued in March of this year, we issued a $500 million sustainability bond. So it's basically building on our earlier green bond issuance that we had in 2022. And what it basically means is that these proceeds that we've raised, it's eligible for green and social assets such as renewable energy, financial inclusion, and social infrastructure. So all of these pillars, which are critical to fostering a more resilient and inclusive Namibian economy as well. So this will enable us to use the money that we've raised in order to lend on into the Namibian economy.
Yeah. Lizette, just the last question. Looking ahead, what are the biggest opportunities and risks for First Rand Namibia in the year ahead?
So when we look ahead, we see both opportunities and risk. And then some of the risks that we also see can end up leading into some opportunities for us also to operate in. So if just on the risk side, so we obviously expect some margin compression to go into the new financial year because we've had a rate cut cycle in this financial year of 100 bips. But we obviously manage that closely through our asset liability management strategies. Then we do anticipate continued regulatory and legislative developments obviously to come through. And then dependent on these changes, it will either impact the balance sheet both ways, either positively or on a negative in terms of taking income out. But there's obviously a reason why these things are passed. Then in terms of from a monetary policy perspective, we are going through a tight monetary policy cycle. And then easing inflation and the rates cuts, this should all provide relief to the households and businesses. So by that relief, that makes more income available within households and businesses, which would then in turn also then benefit us from them also transacting more or taking up credit more within the business. And then we do anticipate that we will see further increases in our transaction volumes increasing that we've had the same year for this financial year. And then we're also, from a diversification perspective, we continuously aim to diversify our income. So obviously, again, also linking back to the financial inclusion products that we've launched, where are the niche areas or the specific areas in the market that has a need that we can address? And then by that also then having a positive impact on the business itself.
Lizette, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure, Angie.
The lead story was proudly brought to you by Alex Forbes. Alex Forbes, insight, advice, impact.